A reading from John 7, 40-44. On hearing his words, some of the people said, "Surely this man is the prophet." Others said, "He is the Messiah." Still others asked, "How can the Messiah come from Galilee? Does not the scripture say that the Messiah will come from David's descendants and from Bethlehem, the town where David lived?" Thus the people were divided because of Jesus. Some wanted to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him.
How can he come from Galilee? What a bunch of snobs. Because that's really what this is. This is a tribalism. This is looking down on the lower class. We are the received ones. You are the dirt. But you're getting another point of view. He could be the Messiah. He could be the prophet. We talked about this yesterday. There's enormous confusion around him. And, you know, there probably should have been, because the world is not necessarily prepared for what is in front of them. And even if they were prepared for it, because they have been looking for the Messiah in this form from Galilee, it's probably more than they can deal with.
And in many ways, it just kind of pushes forward to us, or what are the categories or theological boxes that we've created that hold people at bay? I wonder how many times God is ready to do a movement among us, but we say, well, God's never done it that way before, or I've never experienced it that way, or God brings somebody into our lives who could bless us. And when I think of a blessing here, I'm thinking about helping us see things from a spiritual perspective and his angle in such a unique way, but we miss it because they come in a package that we're not ready for. And so we conscript it and put it out of our lives. And we see the people in Jesus' day are having that same struggle.
You and I were talking outside of this recording about the importance of teachers. And what you were just saying about the boxes is this horrible inclination for us to understand the world through reducing it to something that is easy to comprehend, whereas what is being presented here to the people of Jerusalem at that moment and what is presented to us every day is mystery. And so the boxes are an artificial or a way of constructing a fence around reality and not letting reality in, and therefore limiting our ability to perhaps lead and to perhaps make a difference and perhaps have influence, but certainly it limits our ability to enter into relationship.
Absolutely. We view life through filters, what I would call lens. One is our worldview lens, which we were conscripted into from childhood. No one sat and taught us our worldview. We learned it. We assimilated it from all around us. There's our experience lens. Sometimes the limitation of our experience will have limitations on our expectations of what can happen. There's our personality and temperament lens. Some of us are risk takers, some of us are not. That impacts what we can envision as a reality. And then a fourth lens that I often refer to is our will, what we want to hang on to and what we choose. And we see all of those in this passage. Every one of these play out in people's view of Jesus, and they're playing out in our view today. And how we will allow Jesus to come in and transform the possibilities of our world.
Just one question. These various lenses you're talking about, human beings cannot escape that, can we? So there's no such thing as so-called objectivity, where we can stand aloof and look at reality and pretend that, no, it's all coming through this filter, which varies a little bit from person to person. And yet, there is the possibility of using these filters to see the truth.
Well, and there's always the possibility, because of the time in which we live, especially, for paradigm shift in our lenses through viewing other worldviews, through having new experiences, through being around people who see it from another angle and inviting them to dialogue with us. we can go through a paradigm shift and see things in a multifaceted way in our world.